نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. قد كانت لكم أسوة حسنة في إبراهيم والذين معه. نعم أيها الناس، من تأمل في مناسك الحج يجد كيف أن الله بارك آل إبراهيم حين اختارهم ليكونوا رموزا للحج خالدة، ابتداء من أمره سبحانه خليله إبراهيم أن يأخذ ابنه الفكرة إسماعيل وأمه وهو لا يزال رضيعا في حجر أمه إلى بلد وقضى الخليل فيما حكى الله عنه أنه قال في مناجاته ربه: ربنا إنني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. انظروا يا رعاكم الله، انظروا إلى هذا الإيمان المختلف في صدر إبراهيم عليه السلام، ولقائل أن يقول إنه نبي، والأنبياء أكمل الناس إيمانا، وحق للقائل أن يقول ما قال، لكن كيف وشأن تلك المرأة الضعيفة التي ما أسلمت إلا من قريب، ثم هي تترك اليوم ورضيعها في مكان قبر موحش لا أنيس فيه ولا جليس، لا لذنب ارتكبته، إنما هو الابتلاء والامتحان من الله الرحيم الرحمن. لكل من قال إني مؤمن، كما قال الله عز وجل الإسلام منهم، أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون، ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. إنه الثبات، إنه ثبات يكتسبه المرء من إيمانه الثابت الذي يقول الله تعالى عنه: يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ويضل الله من يشاء، ويضل الله الظالمين، ويفعل الله ما يشاء. هذا الثبات عباد الله هو ما حمل تلكم المرأة الضعيفة لأن تقول لإبراهيم الخليل عليه السلام حين أراد أن يقفل راجعا تاركا إياها وصغيرها ليس معهما إلا قليل مما وشيء يابس من خبز، وهي تسأله: لمن تتركنا؟ فلا يجيب، إلى أن قالت: الله أمرك بهذا؟ قال: نعم. قالت: إذا لن يضيعنا الله. الله أكبر. إيمان عند امرأة ليست ببعيد عهد بإسلام، ليست ببعيد عهد بكفر، لكنه إيمان صادق وقر في القلب واستقر حتى حمل على التوكل الكامل على الله. إيمان يفتقده جماهير الرجال فضلا عن النساء اليوم. إيمان يفتقد عند كثير من المصلين فضلا عن الفاسقين اليوم. إيمان ما الأمة بأمس حاجة إليه منها في مثل هذه الأيام التي تتناقض فيها أمواج البلايا والفتن بهذه الأمة من كل حدب وصور، ولا يزال إيمان الأمة في ضعف وانتكاس، ولا يزال توكل أهل هذه الأمة على الناس لا على رب الناس، لا تزال ثقة هذه الأمة بالدينار والدرهم بالماديات لا برب الأرض والسماوات. يتردد الخليل عليه السلام على مكة عاما بعد عام ليجد ابنه قد كبر وشب، فيقول له: يا بني إن الله يأمرني أن أبني له بيتا في مهاهنا، فهل تساعدني؟ فيقول الفتى: نعم، دون ما تردد. لا يثبت على ذلك إلا الإيمان الذي نشأه عليه أبواه. أما الأب الذي يمشي أولاده على الفسق والنجوم وعلى قلة التعبد وعلى ندرة التردد على بيوت الله وعلى العزوف عن حلق القرآن والعلم، فإنه أب فاشل بما في الكلمة من معنى. لأن الله حمله أمانة كان أضعف ما يكون في أن يقوم بها. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهل النار وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها إنا لا نسألك أجرا. أمر ينظر إلى بنيه نيام وهو يخرج للصلاة فيقول مساكين متعبين أفر لك من أرض أفر لك من أرض وإن جئت لتقوم وراء الإمام في الصف الأول أفر لك من أرض ضيع المسؤولية. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من مات وهو غاش لرعيته من مات وهو غاش لرعيته لن يرح رائحة الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا إبراهيم عليه السلام يتردد على مكة عام بعد عام ثم يأمر الغلام فيقول إن ربي أمرني أن أبتني له في هذا المكان بيتا فهل تساعدني؟ انظر إلى جواب هذا الغلام وانظر إلى جواب أبنائك لتعرف الفارق في التربية وأنك فاكر عندما يقول لك ابنك أف أو يقول لك بصريح العبارة لها لتعلم فتنك ومن أين أتيت. هذا الغلام الذي لم يعش في كنف والده ولم يترك والده في قصور وارفة وإنما جعله في صحراء قاحلة لكنه لما نشئ على الإيمان انظر جواب الابن في هذا المقام قال يا أبتي أساعدك فيصب الله عز وجل ذلك المشهد لأي شيء لتقرأ وتسمع فتعي. ويرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل انظر في يومك هذا تحتاج إلى إصلاح لبيتك وقد تخطيت الأربعين والخمسين فلا تجد أحدا من أبنائك يقف إلى جوارك هذا يلعب الكرة وهذا يلعب السول وما إلى ذلك وآخر مع أصحابه لأي شيء هذا؟ لأنك أبو فاشل لأنك أب فاشل وليست الأبوة بالجبروت والقوة ورفع الأصوات ومد الأيدي بالضرب ولكن الأبوة تربية ولكن الأبوة تربية. فإبراهيم لم يضرب إسماعيل قط وإسماعيل لم يعص إبراهيم قط. انظر يا أخي أب كان لله طائعا لن يكن في ذاته عاص لربه ليس كحالنا اليوم الأب في ذاته عاص لربه مجاهر بفسقه الابن يسمع من مدرسه في المدرسة أن رسوله كان ذا لحية ويرى أباه يلقي باللحية في المزبلة وحوض الحمام فأي هزة عنيفة تقع لهذا الغلام أي هزة من يسبح أباه أم نبيا. أما إسماعيل فما رأى من أباه فما رأى من أبيه مخالفة لربه لذلك نشأ طائعا لله ولأبيه. وقف على ذلك كل المخالفات وأنت بنفسك أبصر. أب الأم وبأخذ ابنه وأم ابنه وأم ابنه إلى مكان خلو فأجى. وأم علمت أن ذلك بأمر من خلق ورزق فتجيب، إذا لا يضيعنا الله. تشكو كثيرا حقوق زوجتك وعدم قناعتها ورضاها بما تقدم لأنك لست لله ضائعا. وإن صليت في الصف الأول فإنك لست لله ضائعا. حاسب نفسك لتعلم أين الخلل. أي إيمان هذا هو الذي لو وجد عند آحاد الناس اليوم لرأيت أهل الإسلام في عزة وسلام. ثم لا تجلس الأيام حتى يأتي إبراهيم زائرا متفقدا تركته ليجد الغلام قد شب وتزوج، فيسأل زوجته أين زوجك؟ فتقول خرج يصطاد لنا. فيسألها عن عيشهم كيف هو، فتجيب وهي لا تزال لا تعرف من هذا الشيخ يكون، فتجيب بأن عيشهم بئيس دون أن تثني على ربها وتشكر فضله. فيقول لها منصرفا إذا عاد زوجك فأقرئيه السلام وقولي له يغير عتبة ذاته. وقولي له يغير عتبة ذاته. من أين يفهم إسماعيل هذه الأحاد والألغاز وهو لم يعش مع أبيه حتى يعرف ما نجح؟ إنه الإيمان، إيمان الأب الصابر، إيمان الأم الصابرة، وإيمان الولد الذي نشأ بين إيمانين. فيقول لها إذا عاد زوجك فأقرئيه السلام وقول له يغير عتبة باره. فيفهم الابن وصية أبيه أن من لا تحمد ربها لن تشكر زوجها. من لا تحمد ربها لا خير فيها. لا تقول قلبي يحبها، أف لقلبك الذي يحب من لا يشكر الله. ما تردد الغلام، ما قال أب تركني صغيرا ولم يساعدني كبيرا ويأمرني أن أطلق زوجتي التي أحببتها، بل استجاب على الفور لأنها وصية مؤمن والمؤمن لا يظلم. أما الأب الفاسق يظلم، الأب الفاسق يظلم ابنه وزوجة ابنه، لكن الأب المؤمن الصالح لا يظلم. فيطلقها ويتزوج غيرها، فيعود إبراهيم ويطرق الباب أين زوجك؟ زوجي خرج يصطاد لنا، كيف عيشكم؟ فتقول وتثني على ربها خيرا. فيقول إذا عاد زوجك فأقرئيه السلام وقولي له يثبت عتبة بابه. فيفهم الوصية مرة أخرى ويبقي الزوجة الشاكرة الراضية. وتمر الأيام تلو الأيام، ويأتي الخليل إبراهيم عليه السلام زائرا متفقدا لتركته، فيقول للغلام، يقول لإسماعيل الذي أصبح فتى يافعا بل رجلا سهلا فتيا قويا، يقول كما قال الله عز وجل خاصا لنا ذلك بالقرآن كما في سورة الصافات: فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني انظر الآن إلى الأمر، انظر إلى ما يأتي. في الأول قال له نبني بيتا أجاب، طلق زوجة أجاب، اسمع الآن ماذا يجري، أين أنت؟ أين أبناؤك من هذه التربية؟ أين أبناؤك من هذه التربية؟ قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك. يا الله يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك. قل لابنك إني أرى في المنام أني أصفعك. ماذا يكون الرد؟ صفعة بصفعة. ولو زدت لزدنا الصفعة. لماذا؟ لأن الأب غير مذهل للإيمان ولا لتوقير الملك الديان، فلذلك ينشأ الغلام كما يريد له الشيطان. أما هذا الغلام انظر إلى كيف كان أبيه، إلى كيف كان أبوه. قال إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. يشاوره ماذا ترى، أذبحك أو لا أذبحك. تصور أنت ماذا يكون الجواب من هذا الغلام شاب ما قال يا أبتي أنت شفت وعشت الحياة دعني أعيش حياتي كما يقول كل الأولاد اليوم. لما يقول له أبوه يا بني لا تفعل هذه الأفعال، لا تقص مثل الفاسقين والفاسدين والفاجرين والكافرين، يا بني لا تدخن فإنه يؤذيك، يا بني لا تؤذي بنات المسلمين فإنك عورات وأخوات، يا بني لا تنظر إلى الأفلام فإنها تحرق الإيمان، يا بني لا تسمع الأغاني فإنها تطرد القرآن. الأب لا ينصح، وإن نصح هو نفسه قائم على مخالفة ذلك، فأي نصح يقبل؟ أي نصح يقبل؟ لكن هذا الغلام اسمع، قال يا أبتي بلا تردد، قال انظر ماذا ترى، يعني فكر يوم يومين ثلاثة، شاور زوجتك، شاور أمك، شاور أصدقائك. المسألة فيها ذبح وموت. فيقول مباشرة يا أبتي افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. أي إيمان هذا؟ أي إيمان هذا؟ تريد تعرف تفاصيل القصة؟ يا إخوان تمر علينا العبادات والمواسم ونحن في لهو وسهو، يأتي الحج ولا يهمنا إلا الملابس الجديدة والملاهي واللعب والسهر والعزائم، أما العبرة فقل من يقف معها. نذهب إلى الحج لنعيش رحلة سياحية، أما أن نتأمل تلك البقاع وما كان فيها من إيمان قل منا من يتفكر. اسمع إلى باقي القصة، يقصها ربنا عز وجل، يقول فلما أسلم، يعني لأمر الله، الأب استسلم لأمر الله وقبل أن يذبح ابنه، والابن استسلم لأمر الله وقبل أن يذبح ذبح الشاة. فلما أسلم وسله للذبيح، ما سله للذبيح؟ إبراهيم أخذ ابنه إلى مكان الجمرة الكبرى بعيدا عن عين أمه والناس حتى لا يضعف، فيأتيه الشيطان أتذبح ابنك الذي لطالما انتظرته لرؤيا منامية؟ لو كان أمرا صريحا من ربك فسألته لأجابك لأنك الخبير. فلم يضعف اسم إبراهيم عليه السلام، بل يأخذ حصى فيرميه بسبع حتى تاخذ الأرض، ثم يتقدم عن مكاني وسوسة الشيطان. اليوم الكثير منا ما شاء الله يأتيه موسم طاعة فيلتزم ويبقى مع رفاق السوء، يبقى بالكزن والمقهى وينظر في الدش ويريد أن يثبت على الإيمان. كيف تثبت على الإيمان؟ إبراهيم لما وسوس له الشيطان بهذا تقدم 180 متر ليذبح ابنه مرة ثانية، فإذا بالشيطان يخرج مكان الجمرة الوسطى، لا إبراهيم، ويعيد النصيحة فيرميه بسبع حصياته حتى يمساق في الأرض، ثم يتقدم لا يريد أن ينفذ الطاعة مكان وسوسة الشيطان حتى لا يضعف، فيتقدم 180 مترا أخرى فيأتيه الشيطان فيرميه بسبع حصيات حتى يمساق، ثم يذهب إلى مكان مجرى الكبش اليوم فيلقي بالغلام ويرجعه ليذبحه ويجني السكين فلا تذبح، فيظن الغلام ان اباه لا يضغط على السكين من باب الشفقة والرحمة، فينصح أباه نصيحة ليست كنصيحة الشيطان، ليست كنصيحة الشيطان بل نصيحة أهل الإيمان. قال يا أبتي إذا أردت أن تذبحني فاكفني على وجهي حتى لا ترى عبرات وقسمات وجهي فتحزن. هذا الأمر قال فلما أسلم وسلم للجبين، أي وضع جبينه على الأرض، وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم جاء النداء من السماء. والله لا يأتيك النداء، والله لو صدقت مع الله لصدقك الله، ولا انقذك الله ولفك كل كرباتك، لكننا غير صادقين مع الله. قال وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا، إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين، إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين. تظن أنك لن تبلى؟ مؤمن بلا بلوى أي إيمان هذا؟ مؤمن بلا مرض، بلا فقر، بلا جوع، بلا ضر، بلا موت عزيز، بلا خسارة بتجارة، أي إيمان هذا؟ أي إيمان هذا؟ الإيمان الذي يأتي على فرش وفيرة وسيارات وفيرة وأملاك وكذا، هذا ليس هو الإيمان. لكن الإيمان يأتي بالبلاء، يبتلى الناس على قدر إيمانهم. فانظر كم حجم البلاء الذي يأتيك لتعرف كم حجم الإيمان في قلبك. وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين إلى يومنا هذا. إلى يومنا هذا يحج الناس في أقطاع الأرض فيروا إبراهيم وآثار إبراهيم وهاجر وإسماعيل ليأخذوا العبرة والإيمان، وقل من يعتبر. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنهما من عبادنا المؤمنين، نعم يا عباد الله هذا هو جزاء المؤمنين، فهلا عملنا على زيادة إيماننا وبذل ما في وسعنا لإرضاء ربنا هو مولانا، فنعم المولى ونعم المصير. الحمد لله الذي يسر على الحديث حجه، والصلاة والسلام على من دل العباد إلى ربهم، أما بعد فيا عباد الله إنما استمعتم له في الخطبة الأولى إنما هو طرف من قصة البيت العتيق، وقبسات من آثار آل إبراهيم الخليل شفتها في هذا السياق، ليلتمس السامع منها كيف يكون الإيمان والتسليم والإذعان لأوامر الله الملك الديان، وإن كان في ذلك اغتراب عن الأوطان كاغتراب الرضيع وأمه الضعيفة في بدنها القوية في إيمانها، وليعلم الجميع كيف يكون الصبر على طاعة الله من إبراهيم الخليل حين أمر بترك ابنه بالعراء وبذبح لما كرف أحسن البلاء فجاءه الفداء، وبصبر الغلام الذي شب بعيدا عن الأب فلما أمر أجاب، سواء بطلاق امرأتي التي لم تكن لله شاكرة ولم تكن على البلاء صابرة، وبالصبر عن المعاصي حين أن زين الشيطان الشيطان لإبراهيم عدم طاعة ربه على أنه يعلم أن إبراهيم نبي لا يعصي الله ما أمره، إلا أنه لا يزال يحاول إغواءه فيقاوم إبراهيم ويغير مكانه الذي جاءه فيه كل ذلك. وإبراهيم ماذا يسأل؟ وإبراهيم يسأل ربه قائلا كما قال الله تعالى حكاية عنه، وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام، واجنبني إبراهيم. إبراهيم يقول الحسن البصري من يأمن البلاء بعدك يا إبراهيم؟ من يأمن؟ وكم من آمن
والله إن لأكثر المسلمين اليوم آمنون. يظن الواحد منا أنه لكونه من أبوين مسلمين لن يرد عليه الشقاء ولا الإضرار. وإبراهيم عليه السلام رغم كل هذه الثوابت يقول واجنبني وبني أنبياء، بنيه كلهم أنبياء، أن نعبد الأصنام، رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس، رب إنهن الشياطين أضللن كثيرا من الناس كثيرا من الناس، فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. فانظر يا رعاك الله، هل أنت ممن تبعه أو ممن عصاه؟ ثم يقول ربنا إنني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة، بأي شيء؟ ليقيموا الصلاة، فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون، فإن شكرتم يزيدكم الله، وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم وإن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن، وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق، إن ربي لسميع الدعاء، رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء، ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون، ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون، انما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الابصار. عباد الله، فاتقوا الله حق التقوى، واعلموا ان هذه الحياه الدنيا لا تساوي عند الله جناح بعوضه، واعلموا انكم فيها الامتحان والبلوى، وان اجسادكم على النار لا تقوى، واستغفروا الله انه هو الغفور الرحيم. واقموا الصلاه ان الصلاه تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، والله يعلم وانتم لا تعلمون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تبت يدا أبي لهب وجب، ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب، سيصلى نارا ذات لهب، سيصلى نارا ذات لهب، وامرأته حمالة الحطب، في جيدها حبل من مسد. الله أكبر. يا الله الحمد، الله الله منهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. الله من حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters. بقينا خطبة باري خطبة الحاجة as usual. And then I said أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. Then I recited ayah number 4 from Surah Al-Mumtahina. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. There is for you an excellent example to follow in Ibrahim and those with him. Yes, O people. However, think about the ritual of Hajj. We'll definitely find that Allah Ta'ala has blessed Ibrahim and his family. When Allah Ta'ala selected them
to be the samples and signs and examples for Hajj, which remain forever. Since Allah Ta'ala commanded Ibrahim to take his son, their first son of his, their first child of his, and along with his mother, the child's mother, Hagar, while that child was only a baby who was still breastfeed, to take them to the land in which he, Ibrahim alayhi salam, described as in the ayah number 57 of Surah Ibrahim, where Allah Ta'ala said about him that he said, ربنا إنني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيم الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. Oh Lord, I have made some of my offspring to dwell in a valley without cultivation, by day, by sea, sacred house, in order, our Lord, that they may establish regular prayers. So fill the hearts of some among men with love towards them, and feed them with fruits, so that they may give thanks. Look, O people, to this. Look to this iman which was found in the house of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And maybe someone say, Ibrahim is a prophet. Ibrahim is a prophet, and prophets are the ones who have the best quality of iman. And I say, this one who said that is right. He's right, Ibrahim is a prophet, and no one can be like prophets. But what about that woman, the mother of Ismail, Hagar, alayhi salam? A weak woman who just gave birth to a new child, her first child. She just recently accepted Islam. Just recently accepted Islam. And then today, she's left alone with her very little baby in this abundant land where no people, no men, nothing to settle with. Nothing and nobody to feel safe with. And that wasn't for any sin that she committed, but it was a test, it was a trial from Allah Ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. But it is the test to everyone who says, I'm a believer. Like us today, we all say we are believers. Look to these qualities of faith and trials that Allah Ta'ala put these people on. As Allah Ta'ala said, declaring that no one say that he is a believer would be left without a test. He will definitely be tested based on the amount of iman he has. As Allah Ta'ala said in Ayah 1 till Ayah 2, Ayah 3 in Surah Al-Ankabut, Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Alif Lam Mim. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying we believe, and that they will not be tested? we just cast those before them. And Allah will certainly know those who are true from those who are false. Yes. It is the affirmation and stabling on the truth that one ends it only from his iman, from his belief, from his faith, which is itself going to remain with him forever. Yeah, it increases and decreases, but for such people who keep themselves always on what Allah Ta'ala likes, their iman would never be decreased. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, ayat 27, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah will establish and strengthen those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world and in the hereafter. But Allah will leave to assuage those who do wrong. Allah does that evil. This type of establishing is what made that woman, weak woman, Hagar alayhi salam, to say to Ibrahim when she asked him for 3 times, to whom we need our seer, and he gave no response. And then she said, while he was leaving Mecca, going back to Palestine, leaving them alone, she grabbed his clothes, asked him 3 times, to whom do you leave us? But he responds not. She said then, is it me, Allah Ta'ala, who commanded you to do so? He then said yes. She said then go. He will not let us go astray. He will not let us go misled or misguided or be alone. He will lift them with only little water and some dry bread. That's all that is there for this woman who needs for food to produce milk for her baby. But she was left alone. Yes, she said, then go. Allah will not let us be lost or alone. Ibrahim kept coming to visit his family time to time, a year after another. Until, in one of his journeys, he found Ismail growing as a strong lad, as a strong young man. He asked him, O son, verily Allah, my Lord, commanded me to build up a house for him at this place. Will you help me? With no hesitation, the child, the son, the young man said, yes, father, I'll help you. And that's what Allah Ta'ala told us in the Quran. You know why this boy didn't say, you left us, me and my mother alone here, with no one, with no support, and you went back to your wife and your family? He did not say to him, is it because my mother was only a slave? He did not say, after all this you come and ask me to help you? But he said, yes, father. You know why? You know why this child responded so? Because his father was a believer. His father only did that as a response to the call of Allah. Look at you as a father. Why your children are not so obedient to you. Not in leaving them in an abundant area, but even and not responding to some of their requests. Why? Did you think of that? And it's because your iman is weak. And it's because the relation between you and Allah is weak. Not like Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it's because that you were many times told, don't smoke, don't shave your beard, don't see the forbidden images, don't listen to forbidden sounds, don't eat forbidden food, don't take forbidden enemies, don't practice oppressions, but you still doing all that. And yet you want Allah Ta'ala to protect you and your children and your family. I'm wondering, how come we think this way? This boy only responded positively because his parents were believers. Ibrahim was commanded to take his first child, who got him when Ibrahim was 86 years old. First child in this age. He was called to take him and his mother away to a land. He, Ibrahim himself, first time to know and see. And when he came here, he found no human, no animals, no water, no agriculture, no food, nothing. Only these rocks and stones, only dry valley as this guy. But he accepted, responded, let us go to death. Are we going to do that when we are told? Are we ready to do that? Or we are going to give, as usual, many excuses. Many excuses for everything and everything. And then we want our children to be as obedient as their children. SubhanAllah. Ibrahim was commanded so. Hagar was commanded so. She was patient. Ismail, when he grew up, he knew that all that was the command of Allah. He submitted. He accepted. Iman. Iman is not found in the market, so you go and buy. Iman is not found in the school or in the club or in the entertainment. Iman is only found in the Quran and in the obedience to Allah. So show your children that you are an obedient slave to your Lord Allah Ta'ala, and see how come these children go up. Yes, this iman that which is found with Ibrahim, Hagar, and Ismail is found in some of our people today. Believe me, the whole ummah will only live in dignity, which is lost today. Will only live in dignity wherever they go, respected highly, which is lost today. The most populated people today are Muslims. Buddhists can go from airports, they drive. Hindus, Sikhs, whatsoever. But Muslims are in trouble because they lost their dignity, which is only earned not by following the enemy of Allah and enemies of Allah, but it is by looking into these examples and try to imitate them. As Allah Ta'ala says, you are a good example in Ibrahim and those who were with him. As Allah Ta'ala says, you are a good example in Muhammad and those who were with him. not in John, not in whatsoever names of the kuffar from the east and the west, imitating them, watching our children imitating them, and we go by them, all of the ones who imitate the kuffar. That is why the ummah was destroyed from the inside, not the outside, from the inside. Ibrahim kept coming to visit his family time after time, time after time. One time he came, found Ibn Ismail already married. When he knocked his door, his wife opened. He asked, "Where is Ismail?" She said, "He went to hunt for us something to eat." He asked her, "How are you doing?" She said, very tearful. He said, "Well, when your husband comes back, tell him that an old man gives you salam and he advises you to change your doormat." She conveys the message exactly as she hears it, knowing not that he is the father of Ismail. And does not have any idea of this message, what it contains. Ismail, who never grew up with his father to understand his, you know, his, his statements or hidden messages, he never lived with him. But Iman made him to understand this type of messages. He said, "That was my father, and he advised me to divorce you." He did not even negotiate that with her, with his mother, with friends, with one word he said, "Go to your family, you are divorced. Finish." Why? Because he knew that his father is a believer. In the middle of this, today, most of the fathers address their children and their children's families because their iman is weak. The father's iman is weak. That's why their children do not obey them, even if their wives are wrong, 100%. But yet the children do not obey because they say this is not your business. And this result and consequence was because of the low iman of the father. The low iman of the father. Na'am. Ismail, Ibrahim and other journey came and found, and he knocked the door and found another wall in Ismail's house. He asked her, "Where is Ismail?" She said, "He went to hunt for us." He asked her, "How are you doing?" She said, "Alhamdulillah, we're doing fine. We're okay with what we are given." Subhanallah. She's a patient mother. She's a patient wife. She's a believer. He said, "Well, then convey the salam to your husband and tell him to keep and hold his doormat." She didn't understand what is in that advice. But she conveyed it. Ismail immediately understood the advice and said, "That was my father and he asked me to please you. And now, we are of that descendant. We are the descendants of that type of parents. Whether descendant in lineage or in following. We are believers. As we are following their child Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Because definitely Ismail is the grandfather of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah make us from those who really follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sincerely. So days go on. Ibrahim comes back to visit his family. And then at this time, he says something very strange to his son Ismail. Ya Hamdulillah. He says something very strange insanity I am. Look at that and look to what I'm going to tell you. He said, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Safat 102, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَهَا فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَيُ السَّعْيَا قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala said, as in the translation of the interpretation, then when the son reached the age of serious work with him and his father, he, the father, said, oh my son, I see in vision, meaning in the, I had a dream, that I offer thee in sacrifice. Now, see what is the view. What do you think? Now, he is asking his son to go and think about this. I want to slaughter you. I want to kill you. What do you think of that? Isn't it a good idea? Now, compare to that something easier. Tell your son, oh son, I find that I want or I mean to slash you on your face. To slash you on your face. What do you think is going to happen? A lash for a lash. A punch for a punch. Believe me, don't try it. Children today, because the parents are not believers, that is not so strong believers, the children are also weak in belief. They're going to do so. Believe me, they're going to do so. Unless if you are someone that we really looking for today, looking for to see only one like you. If you are someone with this much of iman, that is lost your family, making them believers too. Ismail responded not like any child today, saying, oh my father, do as thou art commanded. Submission, immediately. It's a command from Allah. Do whatever. Do whatever. Thou will find me, if Allah so wills, on the one practicing patience and constancy. Allah. And then Ibrahim, when he found his son ready to accept the command of Allah, he took him away from his mother, not to see. And then emotion comes up and you know, he become weak, you know, father and mother crying, and you know, Ibrahim took Ismail away from Mecca. He went to Mina, where Jamrat al-Aqaba is. He came to that place, there was nothing, no Jamrah, nothing. Jamrat only found there. And he wanted to slaughter his son there, but Shaitan came there like he comes to everyone every single minute. But look at the difference. Look at the difference. He advised Musnad to Ismail something to our understanding good to save his son. But it's a disobedience to Allah. Today Shaitan is whispering to us to do wrong. Even to the eyes of the kuffar, it's still wrong. Oh, go and fornicate. This advice, there is no human being said that this is a good advice. No human being, whatever religion is about. But yet, we shift it from the society. Thank you, advisor. Look at that. Steal, rob, kill, do this. We're listening. Shaitan today is not clear and misguiding people. Shaitan is only sitting in his throne and controlling them by remote control. The people today are so weak in iman that only يعني a very weak signal from the shaitan can make them lost. Ibrahim took some stones and stoned shaitan. When it was 7 stones, shaitan disappeared. Ibrahim decided not to do the obedience in the place where shaitan whispered disobedience. Look at that. Do we have this understanding? When you feel that you want to disobey Allah in this place, and then you repent, do you change the place? Do you change the friends who used to encourage you to do the wrong? Or you say, I repented, but you stay in the same place with the same people? So very recently you're gonna be worse than before. Worse than before. Because you did not change. He did not change. Ibrahim changed. He moved to where Jamrat al-Wusta is now. When these two souls of his son Shaitan appeared again, please kill your son for dream. If it was a clear command and you ask Allah, your Lord, to pardon you, He will do because you are the Khalil of Ar-Rahman. Oh, what a good advice it is. What a good idea it is. Ibrahim knew that it is not. It is an advice to disobey Allah. So he took some stones and stoned the shaitan disappeared. Imam, again and again, listens. Do we listen to these listens? Or it enters from one ear and gets out of the other? Only tell time trying. Ibrahim brought his son now to slaughter. Shaitan appears again advising. Again Ibrahim stoned him. Again the shaitan disappeared. Ibrahim took Ismail to another place where it is called Majar al-Kabsh today in Mina. And there he laid Ismail down face to the Kaaba, like what we do today with the animals. Grabbed his knife, which was very sharp. Very, 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 very sharp. Extremely sharp. Maybe if you get a piece of hair and cut it, it will cut it in two. No joke, no kidding. It's a submission to the command of Allah. Ibrahim ran the knife strong, but the knife didn't cross. And listen to us that nothing can harm if Allah Ta'ala doesn't will it. Nothing. A car accident of a friend of mine, and everyone in that car had injuries, one killed, one broke all hands and legs and back and this and that, and a very newborn baby was saved. Not even a scratch, not even a drop of blood. When the civilian defense people came, they hear yelling of a baby, yelling of a baby, crying, and they looked until they found it very safe. Who saved it? Who said that the seatbelt? This baby had no seatbelt. Who said this? The mother? The baby wasn't in the hands of the mother. Hands of the mother were broke. Mother kept. Who said this? It is Allah. 2 days or a couple of days ago, earthquake in Turkey. Thousands of people killed. And when they removed the disaster rubbish and trash and concrete, they found many hundreds of them killed beneath it, except a baby. For a couple of days, a breastfed baby did not find milk, and this baby girl, had not even a scratch on her body. Now a drop of blood. Who saved it? Who saved it? It is Allah. Airplane crashes, pilots, stewardess, passengers killed, a baby. Who saved it? It is Allah. So when you trust Allah, when you put your trust in Allah, Allah will protect you. Allah will save you. But you need to put it the other way. Not a joke, not kidding. Ismail looked to his father and said, "Oh father, the emotion, the notion of father took you. So put me to my face," meaning his face to the ground, to the floor, "and then kill me so you don't see my face and get emotional." Ibrahim did so, as Allah Ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا فَتَلَّهُ الْجَمِينَ. So when they both had both submitted their wills to Allah, submitted to Allah, he commanded them, they accepted. And he, Ibrahim, had laid him, Ismail, prostrate on his forehead for sacrifice, meaning made him to prostrate and his forehead to the ground. And then he started running. Allah Ta'ala continues saying, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We called them, "Oh Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have done what you commanded to do. Thou hast already fulfilled the vision. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Do we reward those who do right? إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. For this was obviously a trial. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed him with a momentous sacrifice. They said that this was the she which lived in the Jannah for 40 years, eating from the grass of the Jannah. This grass, and imagine how big it is. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left this blessing for him among generations to come in later times. Blessings for generations to come in later times. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Is this only for Ibrahim? No, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Thus indeed, do we reward those who do right? Have you got this type of reward? No. Did you do right as they did? If yes, I say, believe me, no. You're not telling the truth. Because it is a very basic formula. You do right, you get right, you get reward. You do wrong, you get punished. That's it. إِنَّهُمَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Therefore they were two of our believing servants. Two, Ibrahim and Ismail. Both of them. Ya slaves of Allah, this is the reward for believers. So shall we work on increasing our iman? Should we look to whatever increases the iman and do it? Or should we remain seated warm on very soft couches and soft mattresses, eating soft food, enjoying soft cold air, drinking soft drinks, all life soft, 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 and no hardship, no sacrifice, see, for the sake of Allah? May Allah Ta'ala bring us out of the darkness to the light. That was the first part of the khutbah. Then the second part, I began by praising Allah, the one who made Hajj easy for the Hujjaj of this year, and send peace and blessings of him who guided people to their Lord. And then I said afterwards, O slaves of Allah, all that you heard in the first khutbah was only a small bit of the story of the ancient house, second house, and it was only some bits of the story of Ibrahim and his family. I gathered them and brought and presented them to you in this way, in order that one who's listening to know how Iman be, how Iman be, and how submission to the commands of Allah, the owner and the king of all these dominions. And even if in there, abandoning the land in way of which you've been born on and born on. As this mother with her newborn baby left the land to this land where nobody was there, she was weak in body but strong in iman. And also so that everyone learn how patience be, as Ibrahim alayhi salam showed patience when he was commanded to leave his son in this open area where no one is living there and no signs of and symbols of life. And then he was commanded once again to slaughter his son, and he was good submitted to his to the command of his Lord. And how Allah Ta'ala welcomed Ismail with this animal, the sheep from the Jannah. And how Ismail himself, when he was a young lad till he became a young man, shown patience, high patience, when he was drawn away from the father, and when he was commanded to divorce his wife, he responded because she wasn't so grateful to the Lord. And how he was patient with the trials that Allah Ta'ala put him on, and when he was told to be slaughtered, he was patient and submitted his case to Allah. And to learn the patience in abandoning the sins and disobedience, as Ibrahim alayhi salam was patient when the shaitan was patient when the shaitan advised him to disobey his Lord, but he remained on obedience, stayed away from the advice of the shaitan. Yes, as Allah Ta'ala told us about Ibrahim, who asked Allah Ta'ala, after all that he done, after all that Ibrahim done, yet we still see Ibrahim asking something that we are in need to ask Allah day and night to give us. As Allah Ta'ala said, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلَ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Remember, Ibrahim said, "Oh my Lord, make this city one of peace and security." وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ. And preserve me and my sons from worshipping idols. رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ. Look at this. He is a prophet. His children are prophets. All. Yet he is asking Allah to protect him and his children from worshipping the Shafi'i. Have we ever asked Allah so seriously, scared, fearing that we might worship? Or even when we ask Allah, we ask Him, we are trusting that we never do that. SubhanAllah. And that's why most of us follow their own desires. Even in worshipping, follow their own desires. رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. Oh my Lord, they mean the idols and the devils and shayateen, evil, the devils have indeed led astray many among mankind. He then who follows me or my ways is of me, and he that disobeys me, but thou art indeed of forgiving, most merciful. ربنا إنني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. Oh Lord, I have made some of my offspring to dwell in a valley without cultivation, but they circled the house by this sacred house in order, our Lord, that they may establish regular prayers. So fill the hearts of some among men with love towards them. And look at it today. Do you know any city people love like Mecca? I will lie in any city. I don't know any city that people love like Mecca. Name any city, any capital city of the urban America list. Not everyone on the earth loves it. Or not, I don't say everyone, but you don't find people love it from all tribes of mankind. You don't find. But Mecca, look in Hajj. If I swear by Allah, I don't need to do the kafara for my oath. If I say that in Hajj, there is no tribe of mankind that they have no representative in Hajj. There are people from all different types of mankind, all over the world. Whatsoever nation you think of, you will find none there in Mecca. These days. This is by the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbana, so then he said, so fill the hearts of some among men with love towards them and feed them with fruits. Subhanallah. Something happened to me this year, just wait. We were coming from Arafat to Muzdalifah with the bus to the Messiah, and we got into a road that was blocked for a long time, could not find food, could not find our people. We only found fruit to be sold. Wallahi Ikhwan, we did not even find water to be sold. We found fruit. Many different types of fruits that never go into the head. Apples, bananas, oranges, and many others. I said, Subhanallah. I was eating it and laughing. Subhanallah. Am I in a dream? What I read in the Quran is now on real now. Subhanallah. Look at that. That's the supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Ibrahim says, so that they may give thanks. So to you. To you. And we give all thanks to Allah. Wallahi, there was no meal as tasty, as sweet, as sufficient than or like this meal that I had. Some bananas, some oranges. I never ate bananas with the taste like that one. Wallahi, I'm not just saying it. Aqsimu billah, that's the truth. Although I went to America, I went to Europe, I went to Canada, Caribbean, I went to Africa, I never tasted bananas and oranges like that. Never ever. Subhanallah. That is by the dua of Ibrahim. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِمُ وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Oh our Lord, truly thou, oh our Lord, truly thou dost know that we conceal and what we reveal. from nothing whatever is hidden from Allah, whether on earth or in heaven. But when you read like this ayat, you remember this, you cannot hide nothing. You cannot hide nothing. So be always honest with Allah. الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. Praise be to Allah who have granted unto me in old age Ismail and Ishaq. For truly my Lord is He, the hearer of prayer. دعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. Oh my Lord, make me one who establishes regular prayers and also raise such among my offspring, O our Lord, and accept though my prayer. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. O our Lord, cover us with their forgiveness, me, my parents, and all believers, on the day that the reckoning will be established. And then Allah Ta'ala ended this ayat by saying, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. Think not that Allah doth not heed the deeds of those who do wrong. He but gives them respite against a day when the eyes will fix stare in horror. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us not to be oppressors or wrongdoers. Aslaves of Allah, fear Allah. The way should be, and know that this life does not even equal a wing of a mosquito. And know that you are here only for trials and tests. And know that your bodies cannot resist the fire. So seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Then He is all forgiver, all merciful. And then I said, call the Iqamah for Salah as Salah. The Salah on the proper way definitely stop one from Al-Fahsha, the first doing, the first actions, Al-Munkar, the first sayings, and Allah knows, but you don't. Allah Ta'ala alamu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. This was the end of the khutbah. If you have any question, inshallah Ta'ala, related to the khutbah, we continue. From part of you can raise your hand. From music you can send it down. Alaykum as-salam. I didn't see you in Arafat. You didn't see me in Arafat. Yeah, probably you did not look inside the tent.
We stayed inside the crowd.
No one can see anyone. No one can see anyone.
He went with me this
year. MashaAllah. Sleeping a lot.
Because
I get a Taban? Yeah. Listen, Taban?
Oh, it's
nice.
Right, I'm sleeping. We rode the train from Arafat to Mufasa.
MashaAllah.
Yeah,
it's very nice. And since no questions and today no listen, everybody's tired and
he?
Yeah, still, yeah. So inshallah the classes will start inshallah next Friday. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.